The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who needs no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Is there something that you cannot live without? What is something that, if lost, you would turn your whole house, your whole life upside down until you found it? Beside my wedding ring, I don't know if there's much of anything that I would frantically search for until I found. Credit cards can be canceled, photographs reprinted. I've got a few sentimental gifts, family heirloom type knickknacks that I would be saddened to misplace, but pretty much everything is replaceable. I would maybe turn my house upside down for my AirPods, however. I do love my AirPods. Who's got AirPods out there? Just me? Yeah, of course. Yeah, right? They wireless Bluetooth headphones, about the size of a coin, each one, so they're very easy to lose. But as somebody who has children in the home, and I'm often up early or staying up late trying to get things done, these little things help keep me plugged in and entertained, all while maintaining a nice, quiet house. So I might turn my house upside down looking for my AirPods. I need them. Me left alone with my thoughts? I don't think so. I need to be plugged in at all times. Speaking of my kids, like many parents, I have several stories of searching frantically for a lost lovey, one that my child cannot fall asleep without. One night, we turned our whole house upside down looking for one particular Mickey Mouse plushie, only to discover that he was in the microwave. Strange. And on one vacation, we spent one long night searching frantically through many stores looking for a pacifier. Any store that would sell a pacifier, we couldn't find one. Athena was in that throwing stage, and every passy we had brought on vacation had been chucked God knows where. And as parents know, when you need a pacifier, you need one. That was a doozy of a night. So the gospel asks us today, what does it feel like, and what does it mean when something lost is found? That is at the heart of our gospel lesson today. Jesus tells two parables this morning about seeking, of things lost and things found. First, a sheep that was lost is found. And secondly, an inanimate yet important object, a coin, is lost and found. In both cases, the shepherd and the woman search frantically for the lost one, doing everything in their power to retrieve it and bring it back into the fold. And when those things that were lost are found again, when they are reunited, the red carpet is rolled out in celebration and joy overflow at the reunion. But one thing strikes me this week as I read these two parables. The sheep is out, wandering somewhere, out there, not with the others, not in but out, which makes sense to us. However, the second parable, the coin, The coin is not out. The coin is in. The coin is in the house. The coin has not wandered off. Coins can't even do something like that. The coin is right where it should be. It was right where it was left. It couldn't have wandered off. It is where it should be, yet it is lost all the same. It's easy to realize you are lost when you're out there in the wilderness like that sheep. But to those who are inside the house, do they even realize that they need finding? Jesus tells these parables in response to criticisms that he eats with sinners and he welcomes them. And he responds by saying that God loves those who are lost, wandering out in the darkness. And then adds, I think very wisely, that some here, even within the house, may be lost and they don't even realize that they need finding as well. And God loves them too and drops everything and searches for them as well. They are just as loved. They are just as lost. Do we realize it? And do we know it when we are the ones lost within the house? These parables remind us that we can be lost without even going anywhere. Even in the right place, we can be far off wandering, waiting for God to find us even when we don't know we need to be found, even when we don't realize our own lostness. And that's the reason why I think Jesus puts these parables back to back, because we as the church, we have the tendency to think that we are the found ones. We are the right ones. It's those broken people, those people out there wandering around, wandering through the darkness of the world without their shepherd. And therefore, anyone who associates with those type of people, well, that's just not how we do things around here, right? We've got it all sorted out in the house, not us. We couldn't be lost. We're part of the fold. We're sheep of the shepherd, right? We are safe here in our little church, our little pen, every Sunday. However, the parable of the lost coin reminds us that we can get lost even within the house. We too need finding, forgiveness, and reconciliation. We are doing this sermon series on what the ELCA calls visions and purpose. Our core values and principles as people called to be part of the wider church body of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. All Saints Lutheran Church is a part of this church body. And the value that we are discussing today is forgiveness and reconciliation. It reads, "We are reconciled to God by God's forgiving mercy. Forgiveness and reconciliation flow from what God has made us to be in Jesus Christ and what God is doing with us in the world. As a people of God, we embody forgiveness in speech, action, and relationships, and our ministry in reconciliation is foundational. At the core of our ministry as people of the ELCA lies this foundational understanding that we are simultaneously people who have been forgiven and reconciled, and at the same time, we are a people still in bondage to sin and need daily grace, forgiveness, and reconciliation. And with this identity, as a people that are daily forgiven and freed, we understand that we too must embody forgiveness in all that we do for the sake of our neighbor in need. Because if we have been so graciously forgiven and reconciled, even when we did not deserve it, so we too must be willing to offer love, grace, and forgiveness to our neighbor, even when we feel like they don't deserve it at all. But do we live this out? Or are we too eager to stay walled up within the safe confines of our little pen here and not go muck it out with the sheep lost out there? It's so easy for us to feel like we're one of the smug 99, whispering and laughing up our sleeves at that one that wandered off and got lost. We're the ones that did it right. But remember the lost coin, Jesus says. Remember you can be lost within the house even without knowing it. That word reconciliation is one of those big churchy words that many of us say, but we probably couldn't find the right words to define it. It's a hard one to nail down. What does this word mean? What does reconciliation mean? Reconciliation is the restoration of a broken relationship, transforming enmity and estrangement into peace and fellowship and friendship. In both parables, the lost sheep and the lost coin, their lostness is rooted in the fact that they are not where they should be. They are not reconciled to the other. And when they become found, their relationship to the other is restored. The sheep is brought back into the fold with the other 99. The coin is brought back with the others in the coin purse. They become found when they are reconciled to one another. And we, as people of the ELCA, we are called through our scriptures and our Lutheran confessions to embody this type of reconciliation and forgiveness to all people, even those who live a different lifestyle than others, even those who we disagree with, even those who vote in ways that we don't agree with, even to our enemies. We are called to love, called to forgive, to break down walls and build up connections so we can fix what is broken and reconcile into right relationship, into community, a fellow lost sheep. But there is so much violence in our world today. There is so much anger and bitter retribution to those who have wronged us. And there are many out there who have profited off of fanning the flames of anger and division within our communities. And it's gotten to this point where some think that the only solution is violence and death. More destruction. The only solution to our vision, our division, is bloody retribution. God forgive us. We are so lost, so painfully lost. We are supposed to be a people who are reconciled by God in God's forgiving mercy. Forgiveness and reconciliation are to flow freely from what God has made us to be in Jesus. And what God is doing for us in the world. And as a people of God, we are to embody this forgiveness in our speech, in our action, in our relationships, in our ministry. And this ministry of reconciliation is foundational to everything we do here. But what do we do when the world around us seems so scary and so violent? Maybe it would just be easier to lock our doors, put up fences, just stay in our little pen. Hole up in here. What can we do? Where can we turn? Well, this is the beauty in this gospel lesson, in these parables, this parable in two parts Jesus teaches us. It's not up to us. It is God who is the acting agent in the parable. If the gospel depended on human action, we would all be doomed. It is God, the shepherd, who recklessly leaves the 99 and searches the sheep that is lost and brings them back to the fold. It is God, the woman, who relentlessly, meticulously searches the house until that one silver coin is found. Neither the sheep nor the coin does anything to merit, to earn their reconciliation or their salvation. It is God who provides the action of the gospel. It isn't up to us. It never has been up to us. If God did not choose to search you out and find you, you would still be lost today. How amazing it is to have a God that never ceases to search for us and find us. How amazing it is to have a God who rejoices in our reconciliation, in our being found. What I love about these parables today is that it reminds us of God's joy. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who need no repentance. Nothing brings more joy to heaven than one who is lost being found. God rejoices when the lost things are found. When those wandering off far and wide and those in the house are brought back into right relationship and reconciliation. You are a lost sheep. You are a silver coin. You are the one for whom God so recklessly, painstakingly, relentlessly, meticulously searches for until you are found. And God's joy in finding you is so great that God doesn't just celebrate alone, but all of the heavens burst forth in joy at the good news that you have been found. And now, as unwilling, unearning, undeserving recipients of such great love and grace, we should celebrate this work. And we should be active participants in its coming about. We should be a people who go out into the world and embody forgiveness in speech, action, and relationship, and all of our ministry, even to our enemies. You were lost, and the heavens celebrated your reconciliation. So may God empower our ministry to do the same for the sake of this broken and violent and painful world. Amen.